Good evening.
Good evening, Honorable Chair.
Yo, good evening, Minister. I think we now had to start with our meeting. The secretary is advising that we now correcting because Mahlengwe is struggling to get in, but she's trying to admit her. Good evening, honorable members and everyone else in this platform. We are a little bit behind time. So we are going to start with our meeting. You are all welcome, honorable members. Our meeting is not that long. We only have two items. The first item will be the briefing by the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities on the implementation of the Sanitary Dignity Program. And the second item will release the department after engaging with them. Then we continue with the business of the day of the steering committee. So without any waste of time, we are going to start with our meeting. Anyone to adopt the agenda? The agenda has been flagged up there.
Yes, Chair. I'm Rael Nkomo. I move for adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nkomo. Any second? Second of the agenda. Can somebody close the mic, please? Majake, are you in? Yo. Honorable Majake, are you in? Mandy?
Chair, I'm trying to call Ms. Majake because she is logged on.
I can see she's in, but I need somebody to second, then we proceed with our meeting.
Okay, I'm still trying to get hold of the member.
Oh, we must wait.
Chair, Ms. Majaka is reconnecting.
Is she in now?
We are waiting, Chair. Okay, Ms. Majaka is in.
Honorable Majaka. Dr. Majaka. Dr. Majaka. Honorable Majaka. Mandy, what do we do now?
If the members present agree with the agenda without adopting it, I think it should be fine.
With your advice, then we will proceed. Honorable Minister.
Honorable Members.
We'll be now giving you the opportunity to brief the committee. I don't know whether it's you who is going to brief the committee or it will be the DC. Even if it's not you who is going to brief us, maybe you can make an input. But I just want to state it. Firstly, that supposed to have more members from the steering committee, but it's like because of the mini plenaries, other members are still struggling to log in, believing that maybe they will join us when we go on, because it won't assist really if you were to address a few of us, not the full steering committee members. But all in all, over to you, Honorable Minister.
Well, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Vilankulu, and Chairperson of the Multi-Party Women's Caucus, and Honorable Members. I hear that Honorable Deputy Minister of our department is has not yet arrived, so is the Director General of the department. But those who are around, they are welcome together with all other members of your meeting. Good evening, and thank you very much for this opportunity to brief members of the committee on the department's implementation of the Center Dignity Program, particularly in this very important year where South Africa is supposed to be commemorating, celebrating that 150 years ago, South Africa produced the first black scientist, Mae Charlotte Manyea Mageki. I'm sure she participated in many of the programs that we wish to, 150 years later, get involved in, including the Sanitary Dignity Program, which is crucial for the following two reasons. Firstly, it provides menstrual products to girls and learners in quintile 1 to 3 schools, no fee paid in the sector, and in the STEM school, STEM schools and special schools, in order to ensure that the girl learners are able to manage their menstruation in a safe, healthy, dignified manner. It is also it also addresses menstrual health management as well as sexual reproduction health rights of women and girls. The second important aspect of the program is that it has an economic value chain that benefits women, youth, and persons with disabilities through local manufacturing, distribution, storage, and waste disposal. A lot of work has to be done to properly streamline that beneficiation value chain. Honorable Chairperson, initially, a Sanitary Dignity Program did not have a budget, but as from the 15th of April 2019, National Treasury made an allocation available in the form of an equitable share to provinces across the MTEF period. The Minister of Finance also proclaimed a zero VAT rate on sanitary pads as from the 15th April 2019. The program has also revealed challenges which with respect to water supply, sanitation, and hygiene issues at schools, especially in the rural areas, and aspects of waste disposal with regards to disposable sanitary pads. We are keenly aware of those issues and are looking for solutions. The implementation did not happen simultaneously in provinces due to varying states of readiness by some provinces with regards to institutional mechanisms and availability of human resources to run the program. Provinces like Gauteng, KZN, Mpumalanga, Western Cape, and Free State were the first to implement, while others really struggled. With time and with interventions from the Department of Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities, things improved incrementally, and I'm happy to say that by the end of the financial year 2020-2021, all provinces had rolled out sanitary pads to learners. We shall ensure that proper monitoring takes place, especially after having finalized the monitoring and evaluation framework. A standardization workshop was convened with provinces on the 12th May 2021 in an attempt to ensure uniformity of implementation. Finally, we are also pleased that the portfolio committee has made a decision to summon provinces to brief members on a bi-annual basis, having started this year between end of February, early March 2021. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister.
Chair, unmute yourself.
Honorable Minister.
Chair.
I was checking with you whether is there somebody who's going to take us through, or we need to engage the briefing that we're just giving to us now.
Well, I haven't received such a request, but because it is a very important matter, we can rearrange and come back and do a proper briefing. Safe to say, we are not extremely happy ourselves with the way things are at the moment, because the Treasury dispersed the money to provinces. They did not dictate to provinces as to which department should be the one dispersing or doing monitoring and evaluation on that which is dispersed to young women and disabled women in schools.
No, thank you very much. Honorable members, can we engage or we input to the briefing that we got from the Honorable Minister?
With the permission of the Minister. Minister, there's a presentation that was put here. I'm not sure whether you want us to present or it's okay, the briefing is okay.
I think it's in the good hands of the Chair, Honorable Vilankulu, whether she wants the full briefing. She did ask earlier whether you are in the mood to make the full presentation.
Yes, we have a presentation which was submitted to them.
Okay.
Mr. Machoba can present. It's here. It's already flighted here.
Yes, I can see the presentation, and I've also received the presentation myself, hoping that even other steering committee members, they did receive. I was asking, or I'm checking with you after realizing that it's only few members in here, because according to my understanding or my wish is that we are going to call you again to come and give a briefing.
Oh, okay.
That is why I wasn't pushing for it to be presented, because even if you can present, it means you are going to present again. Since there are a few members, some are struggling to get in, some were delayed at their mini plenary. That is why I was checking with the minister if there is somebody also who can add up on that, even if it's not a presentation per se. Or let me say, maybe you also brief us instead of going through the presentation itself, you brief us, then we'll have the opportunity to engage. And then we release you, then the steering committee will continue with its business. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Machoba, can you please summarize just a brief rather than presentation?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I greet you this evening, members of the Parliamentary Women's Caucus, the Minister, the DG, and colleagues. I will ask Ms. Bali if she can assist me just to slide a few of the slides so that I can just make some salient points on the presentation. Just to indicate, Chairperson and the committee, that at this stage, in as far as the allocation is concerned, that is the equitable share allocation, it is for, as the minister has indicated, it is for Quintiles 1, 2, 3 schools, the no fee paying schools, the farm schools, as well as special schools. So that is where the allocation is earmarked at this stage. But let me also hasten to say that through collaboration with sister departments, at higher education and training, there are menstrual products that are given to beneficiaries of NEFSAS. That is the grant that is given to poor or indigent learners. So there is a monthly stipend of 290 that is given to NEFSAS beneficiaries, so that out of that stipend, they could be able to purchase menstrual products. And secondly, from the Department of Health, there is also an allocation set aside, especially for maternity and psychiatric wards, that is in public hospitals. So there is a rollout of sanitary pads there. And also, lastly, in correctional centers, that is in prisons, women inmates do receive free menstrual products. Now, that is outside the actual equitable share allocation, because we have to ensure that we do an appreciation of which departments are collaborating with us in this program. So it is not just merely dependent on the equitable share allocation. If Ms. Bali can just slide the second slide, or rather the third one, yes, exactly there. This is just to illustrate, Chairperson, that this is the equitable share allocation that is dispersed to provinces by National Treasury, and that the implementing departments are either the Department of Education or the Department of Social Development in the provinces. And I've actually categorized the presentation into those departments that are education related, the ones on top, and then the bottom is the Departments of Social Development. And then if you cast your eyes, Chairperson and the committee, on the green figures there, that is the current allocation which is dispersed by National Treasury to provinces. The actual allocation started in the 2019-20 financial year, and also in the 2020-21, as you can see. And then what you see there in blue is the current equitable share allocation to provinces, because it's not exactly equal, but equitable. And that goes also into the outer years. And then if I can move then to the next slide quickly, just to indicate, Chairperson, in terms of the impact of the program to the Quintiles 1, 2, 3 special schools as well as farm schools. These are the learners. This is the list of learners in provinces that have been reached through this program. So you will see the province, and then adjacent, you'll see the number, which equates to the number of learners that have actually received these menstrual products. But we are in a process right now of verifying that information so that we can ensure that there is proper validation as part of the monitoring and evaluation process. So basically, the total learners that have really received these products are 2.3 million, give and take, which is the total number so far, which at least does show that there is quite a huge impact that has been made through this program. And then in terms of the achievements, I can just state on the second slide that the rollout program began in earnest in 2019-20 financial year, up until now, and that various partnerships have also been forged with various organizations, because we've realized that we cannot do this alone, in that to even reach these quintiles requires resources. Hence, the department has made a lot of collaboration with other organizations like the UNFPA, WaterAid, Footprints Foundation, and we have also engaged the manufacturers themselves, that is the multinational manufacturers like Procter & Gamble, so that we can also get them to assist, not just simply by donating sanitary pads, but also to help in incubation, in training of women, that is local manufacturers, in manufacturing, distribution, and all matters related to giving skills to local South African women, because we do not want to rely on multinational companies, because that does not build the capacity of local South African women, youth and persons with disabilities to benefit from the program. If you can move to the next slide. And then to speak to the economic value chain of the program that the minister has correctly alluded to, Chairperson. The economic value chain is premised on the logic that it is women that go through the menstruation process. Therefore, if there is to be any beneficiation at all, it should centrally focus on women economic empowerment to include youth and persons with disabilities. That is why there is a stress on the economic localization in the manufacturing of menstrual products to benefit local South African women to include youth and persons with disabilities. As a starting point in ensuring that women, youth and persons with disabilities benefit, the department had intensive discussion with provinces in guiding them about the fact that during the procurement processes, they should unapologetically make sure that in their bid specification processes, the specifications must underscore the centrality of women, youth and persons with disabilities owned and led SMMEs and cooperatives, etc., in line with Black economic empowerment imperatives. DWIPT continues to encourage provinces to align with the sanitary dignity implementation framework. As a result, a workshop with provinces was held on the 12th of May, 2021, and a follow-up meeting is also to ensue to include the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, Department of Small Business Development, SABS, that is the South African Bureau on Standard, which ensures product safety, National Treasury, in particular the Office of the Chief Procurement Officer, and SCM practitioners from provinces, in order to streamline the whole issue of beneficiation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities, so that policy and practice are aligned, because we've realized that provinces are not able to follow through the procurement processes that ensures that these designated groups ultimately benefit. And then the next slide, please. Currently, there are few local manufacturers, Chairperson and the committee. There are four that are credible and based in Gauteng, two in Western Cape, two in KZN, and one in the Free State. There are also distributors in the mix, which are not necessarily manufacturers, and also there are manufacturers that package and rebrand products. So during provincial workshops with cooperatives and SMEs organized by the department and other sister departments, some of the challenges that were raised by women, youth and persons with disabilities was that in as far as the economic beneficiation is concerned, the challenges are lack of financial support, secondly, lack of access to machinery and raw material, thirdly, skills and know-how, and also difficulty in obtaining SABS certification due to constant laboratory test failures, which questions product safety and efficacy, because this is a product that is used in the most sensitive part of the female anatomy. Therefore, it has to ensure that through the SABS, for product safety, that those products pass the test so that they can be used by women and girls. Despite all that, Chairperson, it is important to underline that they are resilient women-owned and run enterprises. All that they require are opportunities and exposure. And as part of the procurement process that is going on right now, mostly in Gauteng, some local companies have benefited, and provinces that have been leading, at least in beneficiation of women so far, is Gauteng, Free State, as well as the Eastern Cape. Others, through the workshop that we just convened, we are now assisting them to ensure that the procurement processes are correctly understood and interpreted in order to ensure that they basically beneficiate women, youth, and persons with disabilities. So with those words, Chairperson and committee, this is just how I've paraphrased the presentation. I'm sure next time when we do come, we'll be able then to expand more on the issue of the sanitary dignity program. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Machoma. Thank you for the briefing. You know, in your briefing, I've got a lot of things that I wasn't aware of. And I think it's going to assist this steering committee and the multi-party itself going forward in order to also to liaise or to invite other departments to come and brief us as far as this program is concerned. Thank you very much once more. Honorable members, can we engage the briefing? Honorable Nkomo, Honorable Majeke, can we engage the briefing?
Thanks, Chairperson. This is Honorable Nkomo. I had a bit of a challenge with my network, hence I got the presentation towards the end. But like you've said, that would like to invite, as you've said, you would like to invite the department to come and do a full presentation. I think I should be able to engage the presentation on that, because I would also love them to come and present, you know, in the broader caucus of Women of Parliament, in the progress that has been made. One would say the presentation is very, very, very encouraging to see that there is actually work that has been done to make sure that, you know, the dignity of a girl child is protected at all costs. So without saying anything further, Chair, I just welcome the presentation and hoping that there will be further engagement. And the proposal that you said on other departments to say what is it that they are doing in terms of bridging this gap of accessing the sanitary pads by young girls, especially those who are underprivileged. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Whip. Indeed, we're going to call them. But what I wanted to check with Mr. Machoba, can you please brief us if you are aware of what the Department of Social Development is doing under this program? Because with the Department of Education, I've seen some, I'm not sure whether I'm correct, I've seen some sanitary towels being distributed at schools, but with social development, I'm not so sure whether they are also distributing the sanitary towels or not. If you are aware of. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Well, to start with, the Department of Social Development at provincial level, as was indicated on the slide, there are departments under social development in the provinces that are basically the implementing departments for the program, of which is about five of them, which are part of the program. So indeed, at provincial level, there is that activity taking place. And then at national level, the department is engaged in communities, especially through what they refer to as the Social Relief of Distress Program, wherein they identify indigents in communities, especially child-headed households and other indigents or poor communities where there is no access to such products. So they are indeed engaged in that manner. And also to just indicate that during the harshest lockdown 5 and 4, the DSD had collaborated with the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities to reach communities through partnerships and donations from other agencies outside of government, because in terms of their basket of services, they are able to reach communities much better in terms of access. Because at that stage, during those lockdowns, schools were closed, they could not be accessed. So the normal service providers that would normally send or deliver these sanitary products could not access those schools. So there is collaboration that is taking place through, in particular, the social relief of distress consignments. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mr. Machoba. Concerning the issue of local manufacturers, you spoke about 4 provinces. I don't know if with the remaining 5, is there any intention for them to start manufacturing, or it will be the 4 that will be doing this for now, according to your knowledge.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Well, Chairperson, our aspiration as a department is that all provinces must have a manufacturing capacity through SMMEs, cooperatives, or like-minded institutions. That is why we have basically developed a database from all provinces to look at women that are youth and persons with disabilities that are interested in manufacturing sanitary pads. And that is why we are also collaborating with the Department of Trade and Industry, the Department of Small Business Development, and obviously embracing the Department of Social Development and Department of Education and others. The UNFPA is also involved in this, and the UN Women as well is also involved in this venture. But what is happening is that you find that in certain provinces like Gauteng, as well as KZN, there have been better innovations in the sense that there are pockets of brilliance that have emerged where women have actually been able to galvanize themselves and been able to actually manufacture sanitary pads. And all that was needed from us was to ensure that there is product safety through introducing the South African Bureau of Standards to test those products and ensure that they are compatible or convenient for use. So Gauteng has been leading naturally as the economic heartland, followed by KZN, and there are also some few in the Western Cape, but in and just one in the Free State. So what we are basically trying to do and emphasize, Chairperson, is that we would want all women to have these opportunities, and that we should also create an enabling environment for them to access machinery, resources, training, so that they could be given a chance to ensure that they benefit from this program. So that is the kind of work that we are working on right now, to ensure that indeed this does become a reality. But also to underline that one of the challenges, apart from just financial resources and access to machinery, is the fact that the product in itself has a little bit of complexity and science in it. It's not easy for one to just simply at a go be able to competently manufacture a product of this nature. But we don't want that to be an excuse. Hence, we are working together now. Hence, we had met on the 12th of May to consider this, and we are still meeting so that we ensure that indeed capacity is given and all the necessary resources. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for your responses. I don't know, but the issue of monitoring, I think, is a problem. But also acknowledging the issue of that it's not only your department which is responsible in making sure that or monitoring that all the provinces are implementing or rendering the program. I think the department should also look into this when they come back to present in our committee. Again, the issue of when the minister was briefing us, she spoke about the supply of water vis-a-vis the hygiene issues. There are a lot of schools where they don't have water, and they are waiting for the municipalities to give them water through water tankers, of which I may think now it's not your responsibility, but for the Department of Water and Sanitation to make sure that those things are being attended to. But I think when you come back when you come back to brief us, you can also look for this information from the relevant department, knowing very well that we can also invite the Department of Water and Sanitation in order to brief us in some of the issues that need them directly to respond to. But all in all, I want to thank the department and the minister for coming and brief the steering committee. We believe that when we call you again to come and brief the caucus, you will also do what you did today. Thank you very much. Is there any other thing that members want to ask or to check with the department before we release the department?
No, Chair, I think you represented us very well. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Honorable Minister, thank you very much, and the department, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. We really are, as a country, ashamed.
Mm.
But even at this point, we are still discussing how we are not providing the basic of basics.
Yeah.
In my department, they laugh and they almost put it on my speech yesterday. But you know, in South Africa, you distribute condoms for free. They are not just tax free; they are for free. And condom is something you use when you want. This sanitary towels is needed by more than 300 million women, meaning girls and adult women.
Mm.
And it's God-given. They can't choose to menstruate or not to.
It's
only now that we are thinking of what we must do with it. Many of those who are young adults today don't know the route we traveled to where we are seated now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you count those years and look where we are seated, at one stage this country was referred to as the number one most advanced, economically advanced in the continent. We were proudly saying so. Because even with the big manufacturers in the country, none of them have anything to do with women. They do things for women. They sell to women. And thanks to the intervention of Treasury, women will not pay tax. And that's it. It's like you ask for it. You don't ask for it. It will be with you. 300 of us every month. We need a strategy, I think, Chair, where all that are responsible need to just give you an update, not to be questioned. They should be knowing that this is the number one commodity that we should be, really be supporting South Africans with. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. You said a mouthful. But I think as a country, since you are there, other women are there, we'll do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do something about it. And thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Mandy?
Yes, sir?
Yes.
Yes, Chair.
Can we proceed with the...
Chair, for committee business, we do not form a quorum for any adoption of the program or the minutes.
All right.
Yes.
It means we'll schedule another meeting for this.
Yes, our next steering committee meeting is on Wednesday, Chair, in preparation for Thursday's full caucus meeting.
Wednesday next week?
Next week, Wednesday.
And what time?
At, I think it's 6. I'm just going to check now. Chairperson, it's at 6 o'clock after the plenaries.
18 hours.
Yes.
No.
Can I check something?
Yes, with.
Yeah, I just want to check with Umendi Uthi, the meeting, the full caucus. What will be the item for the agenda? Because remember, some of us belong to study groups, and we need to, from time to time, brief them on the work of the steering committee before we can go to the broader meeting. So I'm raising this because if we're meeting on Wednesday, and then the parliament calendar says that on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, it's a full caucus committee meeting. So I just want to check what exactly are the items. Are we inviting the minister or we're dealing with what was proposed on the agenda so that we are not seen as people are not doing our work. Thank you, Chair.
On Wednesday, Chair, it is a follow-up briefing with the department on the progress made with the implementation of the gender responsive planning, budgeting, monitoring, evaluation and auditing framework. So the department will brief the committee, the full caucus, on Thursday.
Whip.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, I understand what you are bringing in, because really, if we were to meet at 6 on Wednesday, it means we won't have time for the caucus.
Yes, for the
Or let me say maybe off record that we'll communicate with Mandy after our discussion after this meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, we'll finalize everything, yes.
Okay.
And thank you very much, honorable members. We now come to the end of our meeting and the meeting stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nuran, how are you?